Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy DJ MYK, Torn Strengths most definitely up in the building, and you rocking with the Candid Convos. It's the show with the most recent topics and the hottest music known to man. Go ahead and keep it locked.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Candid Convo crew, Candid Convo fam. Hey, man, what's going on, man? It is approximately, you know, Candid Convo radio show time because it is 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and today is December 21st. If anybody has been following me on social media, then you know one thing. You know, today is my birthday. So, happy birthday to me, and I just want to say thank you, God, for allowing me to see another year of, you know, his blessings and his protection. And, you know, continue to let me be the father of the year that I am, at least that I try to be. Martin the Greatest is with me as well, you guys. We have one request. Continue to uplift Tavy and her family. She lost her brother a couple of days ago, over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. And she's having a tough time. We all know loss at any point of the year is definitely something hard for us to swallow and to accept. But Pavey will pull through. Keep her family uplifted and keep her family in your prayers. Marty the Greatest, are you there, bro?
Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, bro, you know I'm here. Yeah, you know I'm here, man. I wouldn't miss this night. Maybe in, other nights, but not the night of the legend birthday. All right? The legendary birthday. All right? You understand me? And also, yes, shout out to our sister, Casey. Please keep her in the prayers. That is a tough situation right now, man. She's been going through. She's been going through it, but in order to go through it, in order to come out on the other side, you got to go through it. And so we just praying for her and her family. It's gonna be a grieving process. Condolences, because just came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere. So tough situation, bro. Yeah.
Definitely came out of nowhere. I've been knowing Tavy since maybe a little bit before the KS Radio Show. Maybe like the end of 2015 before Orlando asked me to be a part of his network. So, you know, we have a long friendship. So anytime that she calls me, I know it's something important, whether it's something about music and with her telling me about her brother passing away, the little details that she gave me, I was like, what, your brother? Because we talked about her brother like once or twice before because of a prior situation, because of, you know, a family friend or a friend of the family. I'm sorry. Anyway, she lost her brother. Her brother was something special to her. And now she's motherless and brotherless. Is that a word?
Yeah.
I think I just made that up. Anyway, keep her lifted, y'all.
Yeah, man.
Definitely keep her lifted. But we're going to go ahead and get into these topics because, you know, time is of the essence, right? So the first topic that we are going to talk about, and Marty, you mentioned in order to come out on the other side, which is, you know, to see the victory, to see the good things, to see the sunshine in your life, you have to go through the process. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about this one-armed basketball player. You see how I slowed it down? Because some people won't believe what I just said. Yes, I said a one-armed basketball player. Found out his name, saw the video on Instagram, and the boy, he didn't make the shot, but he passed it off to somebody else who did. But in the in the 30-second clip, he was dribbling, he crossed somebody, he got past another player, passed it off, and then the guy went up for the layup or the dunk or whatever it was. But I was astonished. I was like,
yeah.
How do you play a sport that's supposed to be with two hands? How do you play with one hand? And this guy is getting past everybody. I was amazed. I couldn't stop watching the video, Marty. So that's why I sent it over. I saw it on Instagram, and I sent it over. What were your thoughts? I know it was a short clip. I know it wasn't enough. But what were your thoughts?
Man, look, you know the degree of how hard it is to cross somebody over with one hand? The person who created the crossover did it with two hands. All right? It is a move that required two hands. Now, I think who it was. I'm not sure if it was Stephon Mayberry, Mulberry, Allen Iverson, or maybe it was Jamal Crawford. But one of them created the one hand crossover. So for him to cross somebody over with one hand is not uncommon. But to do it when you don't have your other hand to balance you, that is uncommon, okay? That is, the degree of it is hard. I'm going in depth to this because that, out of everything he did in the video, I was like, I can see a one-hand man, you know, passing the ball, even shooting the ball, because you can shoot the ball with one hand, even laying up, you know. But crossing over, it was crazy, bro. It was crazy, and you know, there was a guy named one of the Griffin brothers. I'm not sure if his name is Shaquille, but it was twin. He basically was playing football with one hand, and he was successful in college. You know, so that's inspiring tech, man. You can't say what you can't do, And you can't say, oh, I can't do it, when you got people like that in the world saying, forget my situation, I'm still going to do it. Come on, bro. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Crazy. If you guys have not heard of who we are talking about, of course, Bleacher Report. This young man name is Hansel, H-A-N-S-E-L, Emmanuel. And I think he has a longer name. It's Hansel Emmanuel. Forgive me if I butcher his name. Donato Dominguez. He must have two middle names or something. Yeah, he has four names from what I'm looking at from, you know, doing my research. And the boy is, when I say balling, I'm not, you know, I'm not over-exaggerating. Like, he got videos all on YouTube. This boy then went viral on a couple of videos. And, yeah, he doing his thing. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say he's from, it looks like he's from Tennessee, or maybe Tennessee State picked him up or something. I don't know, but he's playing ball, and he's playing it at a high level right now. And, you know, never know, he might make it to the NBA, maybe some conversations. I know, Marty, I wish I was a fly on the wall doing those conversations, because he is definitely a candidate and somebody to be recognized. And he's a hooper, so why not? You feel me?
Yeah,
17 years old, balling out of control. Crazy.
Storyline, I'm here for it. I am here for it. First man. One on hand in the NBA. Yeah, that's a story. That's a movie.
Yeah. That's a story, a movie? Yeah, I'm a sequel? Yeah, I'm feeling that. Anyway, our second topic is also a first. It's something that I saw. I tried to do some digging, tried to do some research, but it looks like it was photoshopped. This picture titled "My First Hookah." Now, for all those who are vapors and who smoke, a hookah is something that it, in my opinion, it's a machine that allows you to get high off of fruits. Or like different flavors, so to speak, which is, you know, kind of like a vapor, right? But it says my first hookah, which means what? A toy, right? So anyway, it's a toy that somebody has, you know, rendered and imagined and photoshopped. But if somebody can have enough imagination to do that, why can't they make like an actual toy that is healthy, that's educational for a child? My first hookah, when you think of a first toy, Marty, you got two daughters. How old was your oldest daughter when she received her first toy? Maybe at the baby shower. Maybe before she was born. Maybe a couple of months after she was born. Maybe her first teddy bear or something. So you're really young. And they're thinking about my first hookah for, you know, children, toddlers, right?
Yeah.
Two years old and up. So, I was like, what the what? My first hookah? I was so taken aback that I showed my mama, and she was like, Chico, that's crazy. Marty, when I sent over this picture, I got to know your first thoughts. What were your thoughts? Even though it's Photoshop, but what if it's real? What are your thoughts?
I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? If this was real, anybody who would buy it, the person who made it, should they have kids, child protective services to immediately look into their life. Because one thing we know about smoking, regardless of what you are smoking, it's not healthy for your lungs. Okay? So since it's not healthy for our lungs, and as parents, our job is to make sure we take care of the welfare of our children, meaning make sure they health is stand up, make sure they well fed, make sure they are nurtured, make sure they been taught. So even the person who made this picture, even though it may be a joke, this is why they probably should never have kids. Because kids, having kids is not a joke. It's serious business. That's why when kids have kids in high school, adults feel so bad for them. because if you, we could hardly deal with it as adults. Kids who just want to deal with the, what they want to as a kid, or now your life is over. Your life is done. That's it. You and you, I and me, all of that is gone. It's always we, our, us. So, this was stupid. Yeah, I say all of that to say this is stupid. Even if it was a joke, it was stupid. And that the person who made this, they probably don't take nothing seriously in their life. And I'm going to pray for them. Because they future. I'm going to pray for them. Hey, they probably didn't did what they wanted to. It probably went viral. They probably, you know, they probably got some money. They probably got attention. They got likes and follows. This is what people do, man. I mean, social media is bringing it out. Like, people will do anything for attention these days. And this is what it comes to, man. And stuff like this. To even put that idea out is dangerous.
Absolutely. And because it's on social media, Photoshop, we don't know who saw it. Maybe a person who works on the branding or marketing team at, you know, Mattel or, you know, Fisher-Price. Maybe they saw it and then got another idea. So you just got to be careful about what you're putting out there into the atmosphere, about what you speak, about things that you design, because people will see it and run with it. May not be, you know, exactly what you drew up or what you designed, but it's something, you know, along those lines. Anyway, my first hookah.
How did it teach your kid something good? I just don't get it. How is this good for your kid? Like, even if they were
so
crazy, it would.
It's already bad enough. I know here in Cincinnati that they are teaching kindergartners, you know, early childhood stuff, how to masturbate. They're literally putting words how to describe how to masturbate here in public schools, in the library. I'm not sure if it's going on there in Louisiana, but that is a thing here in Cincinnati. And, you know, we're trying to get the books taken off the shelves and, you know, find out who, what, why, and if we should sue the person that's publishing the books. So we have to, you know, be aware of everything that's around us, including our children, including things that may affect our children, nieces, nephews, cousins, you know, the little kids that go to our church or whatnot, the little kids that we look after, you know, at the Boys and Girls Club. We have to be intentional and effective with the things that we do in their lives, because Marty, your daughters are the next generation. Tristan is the next generation. My sister has three girls and a boy. They are the next generation. My cousin just had a baby. He is the next generation. So it's important and imperative that we pay attention about everything that's going on now so they don't have to stop it when they get older.
Exactly.
Right? We don't want them to fall in the same pitfalls and in the same ditches that we fell in, right? We want to give them a way of escape. So, anyway, you guys, my first hookah, of course, it's not real, but what if it was? Anyway, unbelievable. We're going to go ahead and get into some music tonight because, you know, we kicked the show off with, you know, a Christmas theme song that just dropped by our good friend Michelle Lee, a very beautiful, very talented Kyle Alexander's wife. Shout out to the homie Kyle Alexander and Michelle Lee. Thanks for sending over that track titled This Year. You can't stream that online right now. But we're going to get into some more Christmas music because, you know, well, we got 3 days until Christmas, 4 days until Christmas. And I'm really feeling jolly because, you know, it's my birthday. So we're going to go ahead and get into some more Christmas music by the homie BRM and Brody Da Vinci. We know they're not any strangers to the show. So here is Snowed In by the homies, BRM and Brody Da Vinci from Rapture Ready North. Check it out.
Can we get snowed in? Singing Feliz Navidad. up lights, only fights in the snow. Can we get snowed in? Presents get open, but yours is the presence that I'm hoping for. How could I ever want any more? Can we get snowed in?
I love it when I'm snowed up in there with the family. The fireplace throwing heat just like I do on beats. I love these blessings that the Lord give, big or small. I take the L, turn it to W and win a car. We got the hot chocolate ready up inside the packet. The marshmallows in the bag, you know I'm about to have it. And even though my tongue is burning with the first sip, remind me that I'm here alive, that trick is gonna be worth it. That cup I talk about is walking with the Lord filming. He got me making memories, the video is filming. I'm in a place where God put me, let me give him thanks. I'm dancing with the wife and kids, laughing out here playing pranks. I'm like that elf buddy, oversized grown child. I'm like that jolly Saint Nick, I'm bringing most smiles. We love the presents, but we know the best ones in. I see the tree with lights and shacks, because my girl is stunning. Yeah, looking out the window, man, it's cold. Reflecting on the year, it's been a lot, was kind of full. I know my stocking gonna have the goodies, that's the goal. Everything I need, I'm glad it's here.
Can we get snowed in? Singing for Feliz Navidad, sipping cocoa out in the cold. Stringing up lights, only fights in the snow. Can we get snowed in? Presents get open, but yours is the presence that I'm hoping for. How could I ever want any more?
Falling on us, I hear them sleigh bells ringing like they calling on us. If I gotta be snowed in with anyone, I'm glad it's you. Fireplace can keep us warm, let's have a drink or two. Cocoa lights and stockings loaded up with trees. Family photos been hanging on the tree. FaceTime our family so they can smile at our girl. That same smile can really brighten up our world. Yeah, this year I've probably been naughty and nice. It's surely been wrong far more times than I'm right. And this time of year I'm certain it don't matter. I'm reminded of that gift that we was given on that silent night. While the snow falling, might as well be warm inside. Hold you close and laugh together, we ain't short on time. You my gift and we gon' always be together. Through the seasons in the cold, we can never let these feelings die. Yeah, they won't shake us up like a snow globe. Hallmark love and we need our own show. Back and soak in the view. Just let me be snowed in.
Can we get snowed in? Singing Feliz Navidad, sipping cocoa out in the cold. Stringing up lights, only fights in the snow. Can we get snowed in? Presents get open, but yours is the presence that I'm hoping for. How could I ever want any more?
Keep on praying. Say that with me, everybody. Keep on praying. When life is crazy, keep on praying. Had an unexpected baby, keep on praying. My wife is gone, keep on praying. My hormones on, keep on praying. I lost a fight, keep on praying. I can't sleep at night, but keep on praying. I'm on the edge, keep on. I'm trusting what you said, keep on. Oh. Okay, stop. But somebody's gonna have the result that I'm gonna keep on praying. Everybody say keep. When it gets too hard, hey, I trust you, God.
All right, y'all, man, we back. Hey, man, shout out to the homies, man. BRM and Brother Da Vinci with that brand new track, Snowed In. You can stream it everywhere on digital platforms right now. Again, today is Tuesday, December 21st. It's the homie, KS and Marty the Greatest, man. You know, we hanging out on Candid Convos because it's none other than, you know, KS' birthday. It's my birthday, y'all, and I'm feeling real jolly,
yes,
like
sir.
I said before the music break. Shout out to my big sister, Kenesha. the whole household that's listening in, as well as the homie Iceberg 517 that's calling in and showing some love to the birthday boy. And if anybody wants to, you know, chime in, you can dial that number, 914-205-5471. Martin the Greatest, did you enjoy that track by BRM and Brody Da Vinci?
And that thing was live. That was really, really, really a vibe setter. It was like a vibe setter. So I really enjoyed that, for real, though.
Amen. Yes, well, sir. You know who snowed in?
Who?
This judge from Louisiana who is now resigning because of a viral video of her being racist in her own home.
Oh,
Marty, you sent this over. I had already saw it because of CNN on, I think, Saturday night, and I just couldn't believe it. I didn't get the judge's name, but I do know that she's from the Louisiana area, Lafayette, Louisiana, to be exact. I don't know her name, but you sent over this topic, this video, this article. What were your thoughts when you first heard it? Is it Michelle? Is that her name?
I think it's like Michelle Odenita or something like that. Odetta? Something like that, man. It's Michelle, which is a good first name, but the last name is super old. Like, it sounds like it comes from the olden days or something like that. You know,
it got to be a silent letter in there somewhere, man. We'll figure it out when she resigns and we get her on the show.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, man, it unfortunately, you know, because you know how I feel about my home state, my hometown.
Yes.
You know, my area of this world. I go hard for them. I rep. But every now and then, there's somebody who makes you look bad. So, unfortunately, Miss Michelle, Judge Michelle, I don't know what to call her. She went ham, man. Now, in their defense, I can't say their defense because I ain't trying to defend them. But basically, what happened? They were getting robbed. You know, someone was robbing both of their cars in their driveway, and the person who was robbing them happened to be black. So what they did, they came outside, one of the person held the guy down. That would have been just good enough. But no, they started talking about, they was doing a recap of the whole situation, and they was talking about how Miss Michelle was saying the N-word over and over to this guy as he was wrestling with the person who eventually wrestled him down. And so basically, they was having a good old time. They was laughing about it, of what she did. They started calling the guy a black roach. So they was having a good old time. So just reminiscing on, you know, how they wrestled this man. And, you know, won't take nothing away from him. He was completely in the wrong. You shouldn't be stealing nothing out of nobody's car, whether you're black, white, Mexican. But, man, that's how y'all feel about it. And you a public servant? You a judge. That's how you feel about it? So now I need to know how many people you didn't put in jail who you didn't call the N-word and feel like they look like a black roach. What you think, Alicia?
I thought it was absolutely disgusting.
It's egregious.
Not only did they call them the N-word, they were laughing about it. You ever had somebody spit in your face and then laugh about it? Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is the ultimate disrespect. The ultimate disrespect. You know, last week we talked about, you know, the highest form of honor, which is naming your child after somebody, right? But this is the highest form of disrespect. To call me out my name and then laugh while you call me out my name? Truly, truly dissatisfied taste in my mouth. And for it to come from a judge, you know, somebody that's supposed to be respected in the city, respected in the state, honored with different awards and so forth because of the work that they have done. This was really, really a bad taste in my mouth. And I just can't believe Judge Michelle would do something like that. Of course, we don't know her Bro. Ethnicity or anything, but no matter what it is, you shouldn't be calling people out there. You shouldn't be calling people, you know, you shouldn't be racist, period. I don't care what color, what ethnicity you are, because God loves us all, and he created all of us to be different colors. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we should mm-hmm. have enough love, enough respect to, you know, honor each other, whether we know each other or not. There's been plenty of times I have, you know, cried about a football player who passed away that I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, again, you have to, and I was literally just talking to Tristan about this during his devotional before we got on the show tonight, that we have mm-hmm. to respect everyone. God loves all of us. Therefore, we should respect everyone.
Big facts.
That's my rant for tonight. That's my rant.
He said we was made in his image. So since we all different colors, that means we serve a multi-natural God. But I ain't going to preach. I ain't going to preach. And I mean, after we started the show, man, I was like, why did we pick this story? Because I really want to try to stay on a positive light, because it's your birthday, bro. It's your birthday, and we should be having fun tonight, and we should be positive, because you've done so much for a lot of people, man, especially in the hip-hop community, bro. Especially in the Christian hip-hop community, you have done so much for a lot of people. So I got a surprise for you, bro. I know this may not be protocol, but I got a surprise for you, bro. I got a surprise. It's your birthday. I got a surprise for the legend on his birthday. Because I got I got someone in the Christian hip-hop community who want to express to you how he feels on your birthday. So if they would, just press 1 right now. Press 1 right now so you can find out who it is.
All right. I think I know this number. 954, you're live. Who we got on the show tonight?
Hi there. It's Glory Shalom.
It's Glory Shalom. Glow, glow.
Hi, brother's birthday is today.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Now, can you sing it for us? Because I know a lot of people don't know who Glory Shalom is. Glory Shalom is a phenomenal singer, and she ain't shy to sing. Uh-huh. No, I'm playing. No, thank you, though, sis. For real.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and just express to you how much of a blessing you have been to my life. And I know you've been a blessing to so many other Christian artists' lives. And you go above and beyond the call of duty. I know even with me, you do so much, and I'm always so grateful just to know you. And I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for all that you've done in helping to build the kingdom of God. You're an awesome friend, an awesome brother, and I love you. And you're a great father to Tristan and a great role model. And you have a great big heart. And you always want to help people and be a blessing to them. So I just wanted to pray the continued blessings of God over your life, and that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think in this new year for you. And I just wanted to say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucio. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, bro. I love you.
Now, with all this singing, I hope you can pass the tissue through the phone, because I'm all choked up. Marty, you got to finish the show by yourself, man. Boy, why you do that to me?
Hey, bro. Hey, it's not over, though. It's not over. We got more surprises. I need another person to press 1, because I called everybody, bro. I called everybody. We got more surprises. I know someone else going to press 1 on there. I got another person they're going to press 1, because they got more people who want to let you know how impactful you've been in their life, bro. This your birthday. We're going to do it big. So
I think this next person is Iceberg, Godfather Iceberg. I'm sorry. Thank you, Glory.
Big homie.
Yo, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, bro. Loud and clear, man. Welcome to the Candy Convo Show,
good.
Bro.
I was good, man. Hey, man, happy birthday to you, man. Hey, you've been an inspiration to a lot of people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you started from the bottom. Now you're here. You hear me?
Yeah. It's been a long time coming, man.
Man. And you know, I saw you start, you know what I'm saying, with RM bringing that little intro for you and stuff like that into where you at now, man. So you definitely were 3G'ing, man, crazy. So, man, happy birthday to you, man. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Hey, man, I'm going to call you tomorrow because we're going to have cake and ice cream. Me, you, and Tristan, cake and ice cream.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, we definitely have that, man. That's good. That good old cake and ice cream. Definitely need that. What kind is it?
I don't know yet. I know you picky with the cake, so I'm going to have to come pick you up so we can go get the right cake so you can eat it.
I just eat one of them things, man.
I got you. Well, Bergman, I appreciate you, man.
You know what you're doing.
It's always good being family and rocking out with family, and I appreciate everything you do, you know, to sow into my vision as far as music, exclusive music. Far as what you got coming up, it's always been love, and that's been since what 2014? No.
Yeah,
2016. When we met, October 2016, because it was shortly after I started the Gaz Radio Show. It's been love ever since, bro. Which is why you know that you're the godfather of my son, and he loves you. I love you. Let's continue to grind, man. Let's continue to build up the kingdom. Continue to honor and love each other while we're here.
Yeah, I know,
yes,
brother. All love, brother, to you, brothers.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, definitely appreciate it. Marty, man, you didn't outdid yourself, man. You didn't text and call people today, man. You didn't outdid yourself, bro.
Hey, it's not over. I got one more surprise, but I'm gonna save it later on in the show. But yeah, we got more surprises, bro. We not done.
All right. Well, you know what else is a surprise? Exclusive music, which is music that nobody has released yet. So I got two exclusive songs in queue on tonight, and one of them is from Cincinnati. The homie Big Steve, you know, his release concert was on Saturday, and of course I went out and supported the homie. But before the event, he sent me the project, which will not hit digital platforms until, you know, a little after Christmas or sometime before New Year's. So we got something brand new, exclusive from the homie Big Steve called Work It Out, featuring another Cincinnati native, the homie Deacon Daz, is coming up next. So here it is right here on Candy Convos, man. Hopefully y'all will enjoy this one. And just a little bit of encouragement. I know that it looks dark right now. I know that while you probably didn't spend your whole paycheck on Christmas gifts, and you don't know how you're going to pay your rent for January. But I just want to let you know that God is going to work it out. So here it is, an exclusive joint from the homie Big Steve called Work It Out, featuring Deacon Dad. Check it out.
Slam dunk, touchdown. What they talking about? God about to work it out. Quarantine, mask up. What they talking about? God about to work it out. Mask up, no robbery. Real lucky, but we never played a lottery. Why people don't believe in monogamy? Got the Holy Ghost, no, you can't get it out of me. Going too far with the plastic, so charismatic. About to open up Ecclesiastics. Fake eyelashes, going too far with injections. Close to perfection, don't like rejection. They can get a man from the church, I can buy a Hellcat like Lil Durk. God told me to invest in community development. Non-denominational, cool with the Methodist. Say want the bad food, clog it up your arteries. Bible got more ammunition than an armory. Been doing this a long time, Sean Connery. People change your face, not talking about Cardi B. God work it out, staying off the treadmill. Posted on the corner, but we not Hank Hill. Too hype for the church, we ain't got no chill. Life way too short, Bushwick Bill. Slam dunk, touchdown, home run. God about to work it out. Quarantine, mask up. What they talking about? God about to work it out. Slam dunk, home run, touchdown. God about to work it out. Quarantine, mask up, home run. Telling me keep my 6 feet. Should I stop laying hands? Scared of the Rona, I don't understand. Ready for a miracle, make something happen. Have to make a choice, do I wanna keep rapping? I could let them look up the Lil Nas X, or I can buy some studio time with my checks. Took they stimulus, bought some Timberlands, won't steal my soul for a job with benefits. Get tempted, coming out with innocence, no adrenaline, spice it up like cinnamon. God work it out, no plan and fitness, I'm a witness. God handle business, no COVID. God heal my sickness, kinda like Ray Lewis. We fearless, God got something way better than a touchdown. Wrapping up town, not thinking about the shutdown. Got the vaccine, God about to put his foot down. No drum line, but it's one band, one sound. First King, mask up, God about to work it out. Quarantine, mask up, what they talking about? God about to work it out. Slam dunk, touchdown, home run, God about to work it out. Quarantine, mask up, what they talking about? God about to work it out. Slam dunk, home run, touchdown, God about to work it out.
Hey yo, God gon' work it out, so what your words about? I've been through worse, that's why my worship's loud. And I've been through dirt, but I'm God's seed, so for me it's this fertile ground. I'm seeing the purpose now, without a word of doubt. I'm certain now, cause he searched and found me when I was lost like Kate Austin, cursed and bound. Christ set me free and I laid all my burdens down at his feet like the fervent servant, earnestly serve him now. He turned all my crosses to crowns and my rags in a purple gown.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
What's good, fam? This is Trinity Trey out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and you're rocking with Candid Combos, the show with the recent topics and the hottest music known to man. Keep it locked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, you know, fresh out that exclusive hit from the homies Big Steve and Deacon Dash called Work It Out. Again, you guys, Tennis Shoe Preacher, which is Big Steve's newest project, will hit digital platforms in maybe another week or so, maybe, you know, before New Year's. So definitely get ready. Tennis Shoe Preacher, put it on your calendar every day so you can be sure to listen to it when it drops. Martin the Greatest, man, what you think about that Work It Out track?
Man, that was fire, man. You never disappoint. Never disappoint. Never took a loss.
Here we got another caller that just called in. Should we talk about another topic, or should I let this other surprise on the show?
You should let the other surprise on the show.
Okay. 219, all the way from Gary, Indiana, in the building. Who we got on the line tonight?
This is your twin.
What's up, twin? Lexus in
Hello.
The building.
It's a surprise. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sis.
How are you doing?
I am great. You know, bills paid. I'm just another year old. Loving Tristan. That's about it.
Yes. I definitely had to hop on here and just call in to say happy birthday and to congratulate you for making another year. A lot of people didn't make it. A lot of people we know didn't make it to see this year. And I just want to celebrate you right here in this moment to say how proud I am of you and my brother, even though we're a few hours away from each other. I'm so proud of you. And like you said, your bills are paid. That's one thing I can say that I've you know, I'm just so proud of you for just taking care of business, learning how to do that, whatever, for you to, you know, learn the things you've learned and to grow and to be the man and the father and the businessman, the entrepreneur, all of that. Whatever it took for you to do that, I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you and I love you.
Amen.
And Amir,
I definitely appreciate it.
Right here, it's a happy birthday, too.
Happy
oh,
birthday!
My God.
Happy birthday.
Why do we got to close this show, man? What is this real cool?
Hi.
It's a happy birthday, Abby Chico.
Happy birthday, Chico.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Karen. Yep. Oh, my God. Tristan was just like, Daddy, I really miss my cousin. Oh, my God.
I told
Why
you, I called
Darren. Why are you outdoing yourself, man?
I called Darren, but you deserve it.
Thank you, Lexi. Thank you, Lexus. Thank you for real. From the bottom of my heart, man. I love you. I love the girls. And I was just talking about earlier that, you know, as parents, we have to be intentional and effective in the things that we present to our children and the children that are in our lives, whether they are, like, our blood or not. You know, children at the church, children at the Boys and Girls Club, or wherever you interact with children, that we have to be intentional and effective when we come into their presence, because they are the, you know, the next generation, they are the future. So thank you for that. Thank you for that birthday love. And again, you guys, Marty, you have outdone yourself. If you guys are not familiar with who my twin, Alexis Johnson, is, she is the founder and CEO of East Garden. If you want to learn anything about, you know, living healthy, bettering your immune system, then definitely click the link in the description where it says Eve's Garden, and definitely support her. Follow her on Instagram @_ Eve's Garden. And, you know, she just had her first successful pop-up shop. And can't wait for part two and what else God is going to do through Eve's Garden and how many other lives he's going to touch through you in your obedience and your effectiveness. So praise God for you. Where is Mama at? Somebody text Mama, tell her to call in. She said she's going to listen tonight. Where Mama KS at? Everybody else on the phone but her. Somebody text Mama and get her on the phone. Alexis, thank you again. Marty, thank you again. We do have another caller from 804. I don't even know what area code this is, y'all, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it, and I'm loving it. But Alexis, again, thank you for your support. Thank you for your birthday wishes, and thank you for chiming in and tuning in. Marty, man, I'm going to have to send you a paycheck or something, because you didn't outdid yourself tonight, bro.
Nah, bro. Nah, man. This is all for the love, man. You deserve this. Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's get to this what fourth caller. Who else you got? 804. I don't even know what area code that is. Who we got on the show tonight?
Yeah, I'm kind of salty that Marty didn't hit me up, but it's all good, though. I still got love for him.
Oh, my God. Lando, what's up, man?
What up, bro?
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Been sitting here listening to the show, man. Actually, I got to admit, this is like one of my first times actually being able to listen to the show. Y'all did an amazing job. I love the music that you were playing, as always. But I had to jump on here and just wish you, you know, a very special happy birthday to you. You've done a lot, man. And just knowing you from the time that I have, from the time that we had the conversation about, you know, the KS radio show and everything that you've done within CHH, that's why I said I had a very small part, you know, to play in this, because even if I didn't offer you a situation to have a radio station or to have a radio show, God was going to plant you somewhere within CHH anyway. So that's how I knew that you were the person to reach out to at that moment, at that time. And you have just gone way further than what I thought you were going to go or where I thought you were going to take it. I see you going even further than where you are right now. So you've done an amazing job. You're an amazing man. You're an amazing dad. I've told you before privately, you know, and now I'm telling you publicly, bro, I love what you're doing with Tristan, always taking them out, showing them the cars, having fun with them. Because, I mean, a lot of people know your testimony, and I've known your testimony for years. So to see you being so grounded and so mature and learning along the way and loving your son the way you are, it touches my heart, bro. And I love you. I got another surprise. I got a surprise for you, which I'm going to let you know about that later. But I'm just saying, man, you're an amazing human being. You're an amazing man of God. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lando. If nobody knows who Orlando is, Orlando gave me a spot on Orlando Presents Network back in 2015, and we started the KS Radio Show in 2016. He's the one who asked me to be a part of his radio network alongside RL, who wanted to make a tribute song to me. So we took Orlando's encouragement and his vision, along with RL's love for me, to make a tribute song. We put both of them together, and
nice.
The KS Radio Show was birthed. The KS Radio Show was conceived between these two gentlemen.
I sincerely apologize.
Thank you again.
It's all good, man. It's all good, bro. I was just messing with you.
Obvious contact. You was the obvious one I should have contacted.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna let the night go by without jumping in here and telling my man happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Definitely appreciate it. Orlando, how can people listen to RYC Praise News?
They can check out RYC Praise News 24/7 at bit.ly/RYC Praise News. That's 24 hours a day. We're on right now playing. So, just check us out, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Orlando, again, thanks for all the birthday wishes, all the encouragement, all the love. People are still posting on my timeline, even right now. People have been posting on my timeline all day long. So much that I couldn't even be on Facebook because of all the notifications. So I just want to say thank you all for all the birthday wishes. I spent my whole afternoon with my son, Tristan. We went to Dave and Buster's. He has the Marvel Contest of Champions game that we play. And when you play it, you get a card whether you win or lose. So we got 5 brand new cards tonight. This is my second year spending my birthday with my son, and I love every moment with him. And he was actually a little heartbroken because he loves to be on the show or, you know, just sitting somewhere by me while I'm doing the KS Radio Show. And he was heartbroken tonight. He cried himself to sleep. I gave him a kiss. I prayed for him. And then he just went, I told him, Tristan, you got school tomorrow. You cannot go with me, son. I love you, though. But he was like, Daddy, I just want to go. And anyway, so shout out to my son, Tristan, man. Shout out to everybody that called in tonight, Gloria Shalom, who sung that amazing happy birthday, Orlando. Marty, man, you have outdone yourself. My twin, Alexis, Iceberg in the building, man. I'm full. I'm full. What can I say other than I'm full? It has been a great day.
I'm not done.
And I appreciate all the love.
I'm not done.
Uh-oh.
I got one more.
One more.
Hold on. Let me go get it.
Okay. Well, while Marty goes and gets the whatever he's going to get, we're going to go ahead and get into some music from the homies. Lecrae and 1K Few. This is called Move. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more coming up next, man. Let's get it, man. Let's go. Yeah. Move it.
What we doing?
Yeah.
I like to move it. Jump off the porch, now I'm just coolin'. I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it was just Judas. I like to move it. So please get out the way, excuse me.
I like to move it.
Jump off the porch, now I'm just
and I'm coolin'. Coming in, hammer time number two. What you gonna do when it's tidal wave? Pull it with a typhoon.
Had to say a prayer on the floor like it's war room. I was in the courtroom, you was in your room.
Every time the police came to my door, I just shook my head. No one went better watch the cartoon.
Just the whole life, y'all walk around looking so crazy. I ain't even gonna laugh. I'ma talk to you. You need to go change your life, yo, man.
You ain't been up in the kitchen with a passion, man.
You never did dirty, had to wash your hands.
You ain't been so hurt that you could barely stand.
Boy, you better not go out stupid. If it's gonna go up tonight, don't shoot it. I got the light on me, can't lose it. Why would you lose your life? That's foolish.
I like to move it. Jump off the porch, now I'm just coolin'.
I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it was just Judas.
I like to move it. So please get out the way, excuse me.
I like to move it. Jump off the porch, now I'm just coolin'.
Yeah. Hammer time, boys in the building. What we doing?
Say something. Move it, hop out the whip, let's do it. Jump out the stage, I'm too lit. Jump back and get on the bus, I'm cooling. I'm in the script making sure I don't slip while I'm fishing outside in the pooling. I tell a bro I'm a show on a road, so I pull out my Bible to schooling. It's too many rappers who don't know they mission, they want my position. Too caught up in numbers, too caught up in wondering if I'm a Christian. Light of the world till the king is back. We out here smoking that demon pack. You can tell Lucifer, go get his shooters and look for us anywhere Jesus at.
I like to move it. Jump off the porch, now I'm just coolin'. I had to change my mood in life. When I woke up, it was just Judy. I like to move it. So please get out the way, excuse me. I like to move it. Jump off the porch, now I'm just coolin'.
And I'm coming in.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This is BRM from Chicago, Illinois, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics and hottest music known to man. Keep it locked. Let's get it. Peace.
All right, y'all, man, we back. That was Lecrae and 1K Few with their newest track titled Move. Marty the Greatest had another surprise. Marty, man, are you back?
I just want to say this. So let me just go ahead and just do the countdown. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday!
That's from me and the rest of the Harmon Pack. You know you're a big part of my family life, man. You know my wife is always, you know, giving the advice. You know she loves you.
Yes.
You know, you talk to my daughter every time we have the production meeting every Tuesday going
yes.
to gymnastics. So, you know, the little one, she always waves to you. She like, she
yes.
likes your face. So, I mean, hey, man, you're just as part as our life. So that you mean so much to us, man. You mean so much to me. Every time I got an idea, you ready to ride, man. You're a real little bro. You're real right. You're a rider, man. You know what I'm saying? You're a rider, and I appreciate that, bro. And I mean, thank you for being there. When I need advice, when I need someone to give me a calm head, and you know, thank you for always coming to me. You know that when you need advice, that matters a lot to me. Let me know that you know I'm someone to be trusted. So I appreciate you, bro. I thank God for you, man. And happy birthday, bro.
Marty, I woke up this morning to a hug from my mother, and now I am closing out my night with a hug from all my friends and my family. My day
yes,
has been made. Thank you. Marty, it's very few people. When I got the pictures of Tristan's school picture back, very
mm-hmm.
few people who I knew that I was going to send a picture to. And I sent you a
mm-hmm.
picture. Kenesha got a
yep.
picture. My mama got a picture. And, you know, Christiana and her mm-hmm. family got a picture, too. But it's very few people,
yeah.
you know, in my circle of friends who I consider family. that I sent a picture to. I think Iceberg got a picture as well. I had to go deliver his, though. But, yeah, you are family. You have been family since day one. And I remember, you know, our long conversations. We still have long conversations even right now, even after the shows. And I just want to say that I love you. And, again, you have outdone yourself tonight, man. I'm going to have to get a certificate or something drawn up for best brother in the world or something. I don't know,
hey,
man.
Hey, bro.
But thank you.
Hey, if anyone listening to this right now, I'm going to have KF give his Cash App because I'm going to send him $25 for his birthday. And I'm asking everyone who's listening tonight that once he give his Cash App, please, let's go bless this dude. This dude support everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. He crashed every Christian hip-hop music video you will see. So, I mean, we literally call him the video crasher. You know, I mean, he supports so many other radio stations when they would be considered competitors. But he doesn't care. He's just trying to do God's work. So please, when he gives his Cash App, join with me and sow into this man life. Please.
Amen. My Cash App is the $LISEO, capital TORREZ. Again, you guys, if you didn't catch it, just read the description. It's at the bottom after the Facebook link to the KS Radio Show page. Definitely click the links in the description to our partners and our sponsors, ShalomChi.com, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as OvercomerApparel.com as well, and Eve's Garden. You guys definitely check out their links. If you need the Cash App information, it's in the description of the show. I think my mother is on the line. I'm not sure if she's ready to speak or not, but why not? We're going to get on the show. I think this is my mama. Mama, are you there?
I am here, dear.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, baby. Happy birthday, Chico. I love you, son.
Thank you. I love you too, Ma.
Yeah.
Again, my day has been filled. I woke up to a hug from my mama, and I'm closing my night out with a hug from everybody. So thank you guys sincerely from the bottom of my heart. And I wouldn't be here without my mom and her sacrifice. So thank you, Mom, for everything you have done and what you continue to do.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Amen. Well, Marty, we can go ahead and close the show now, man. We got, what, three topics? A night full of love, laughs.
Yeah,
it's been a good show.
We understood the
mission accomplished. Again, you have outdone yourself, bro. Much love to everybody that called in. Again, you can listen to the replay tomorrow when I send it out if you didn't get a chance to tonight. But thank you guys for supporting Candy Combo's Christmas edition because, you know, it's Christmas time and it's my birthday. But we love you guys from the Candy Combo Show and the KS Radio Show. All of our supporters, all of our sponsors, and et cetera, we wouldn't be here without you guys. So thank you guys for real, for real. And, again, if you need that Cash App information, just read the description of the show. We're going to go ahead and close the show out with something else exclusive from the homie Goyi, who is a big brother of mine. And Goyi has a new song that's dropping on January 1st called Change. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the KS Radio Show with him and Big C this past Friday, then you are definitely in for a treat because this is an exclusive track from the homie Goyi titled Change. And we have to change our mindset so we can change our situations and our environment. Hopefully we will change before the new year because the new year is on the horizon and we don't want you to take the old baggage from 2021 into 2022. So we got to change, y'all. You guys be blessed. We'll see you guys hopefully next week. Maybe not. I don't know what the Lord wants us to do. But hopefully we'll see you guys in the next episode. You guys, much love. Peace. God bless. Good night. And hopefully you get out and do some Christmas shopping so your children won't be disappointed and so that your family members will feel love for receiving gifts as well as receiving Christ's love because it is the Christmas season and he is the reason for the season. So you guys, here's Goyi with Change. Much love, peace, God bless, and good night from Candid Combos. We out of here.
everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the fusion if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the fusion if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their mind won't change anything. And it's the wisest choice to maybe go another road. Change only comes at the end of your comfort zone. Yeah, go ye therefore and teach all the nations that the old ways day, the time for transformation. Yeah, no more race wars, it's devastating. How the media be really pushing separation. I got a child that's gonna see this world that's going sideways, steady running away from the Lord, back on the highway. Gay marriage, premarital fornication, not changing for the better, may seem like an abomination, but it's all cap how they reppin' him. Like he says, because he don't agree with how you sin. That's why I leave it to the Lord, because they hated me. I know how I can change it, he was changing me. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the fusion, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the fusion, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. C-H-A-N-G-E now. Ain't with the bull, but me and Gatto on that 3P now. They want to clone, so they really trying to jack my style. But this game will never change if they don't find they sound. Lord help them, and to the heavens, I pray they welcome. Ain't got to fix it all before he saved you, Lord, tell him. I've been about the dirt, and when I met him, I was dirty. Now my life changed, but still feel a pull from the worldly. Murder on my block, and the cops ain't coming. A hard change is needed, gotta show these youngins. Gotta point them to the Lord, cause right now they running. Ain't a game, but I'm always with my pop Tim Duncan. I got less time than I started with. I'ma use it, not abuse it, tell them to follow him. We ain't never gonna see this world really have a change if the Lord is not the one that we following. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the fusion, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the fusion, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change.